Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
Welcome to our service this morning, and to anybody who has the great misfortune not to be here at the moment, we trust that you will enjoy our recorded session. We gather together as members of the Old Town Partnership and in conjunction with our fellow church, Highworth URC, and we trust that you will all enjoy the service. Today's service, as you can see, also includes communion, and the notices are as they are on the weekly news, except for one or two items which, although on the service, I would like to emphasise. As you probably realise, next Sunday's service is a significant milestone in the calendar of our church, and to that end, if anybody is willing to attend and bring something, would you please get in contact with Liz Glee at the end of the service, so that everything can be put in store. And one final notice. You will notice on the weekly news that next Sunday, obviously, spaces in our car park may be at a premium. So we would ask, if you are able to, please refrain from parking on our car park. We have secured parking spaces at Holyrood. And further, if you are able to share cars, or please not bring huge cars, that would be very welcome as well. Our reader today is Helen Marston, and she will be reading from the New Testament from the book of 1 Peter. It just leaves for me to then to light the Christ candle, during which we will have a few moments of quiet in preparation for our service.
Welcome to our service this morning. Good to see you. Sun shining, we are grateful. Beautiful flowers, good choir, and the most wonderful congregation in all of Swindon / Highworth. Don't tell anybody else I've just said that. Psalm 116. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, He saved me. We will sing to this God who has worked wonders through history. And the first hymn today from Rejoice and Sing, we'll be using both hymn books as you come notice. Rejoice and Sing, 476, Jesus, where thy people meet, there thy behold thy mercy seat. Share this time of prayer, prayer of thanksgiving and confession, and we will end with the Lord's Prayer said all together. Let us pray. We come before you. We come as we are, without pretending. Agreeable, it's not always the best way, but this is who we are. With our doubts, with our worries, with our concerns, with our joys, with our expectations, with feeling baffled by what goes on around us. Oh Lord, we are here today where we know we can meet and be your children. We know you know us even better than we know ourselves. And in that deep relationship that you have established with us, your children, everywhere, we are grateful. Thank you for the love that nurtures us, guides us, protects us, leads us. For the peace which lifts us up when we feel down. For the joy of discovering the renewal of creation through the seasons that you have organized in the world. For even being aware that in this world, because of the hemispheres, there is winter and summer and spring and autumn going on together. They can be together. And we want to be together as your children. Thank you for those we love and who love us dearly, for those that have come before us, for those that have taught us so that we can be who we are, and for the things we have learned that have taken us beyond our limitations. Thank you, dear God, for the love we have received in Jesus. For the Holy Spirit that guides us and inspires us. We are here this day on this journey of faith to celebrate life. But we also need to confess that we do mess things up. That sometimes, even with the best intentions, the words we say cause pain and sorrow. That the things we had intended to do but didn't leave things undone. That the vanity and pride that we see around us gets to be taken as normal. And yet, dear God, there is nothing normal about it. Have patience with us, because we are trying. And it's not always easy. Even our best intentions sometimes fall far from the mark. But we trust and know and have experienced before and will experience again that your love will redeem us. That we will be made new. That we have been given again and again a new opportunity. For all we have received, we are grateful. For all that comes, we are grateful. Walk with us. So the journey, the path of this journey, is as close to your will as we can possibly do each day. To you be the glory in what we do, say, and think, that we may want to be children of your family, and that you have given us the privilege of calling us your children as we call you Father. And we say, as you taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. One thing that you probably all know about, but just in case, reminder that after the service is finished, there is church meeting. And I know that you're dying to know what it's all about and what's going on, and we will include it in prayer. And just to remind you that, happy coincidence or not, Christ Church St. Mary's are having their annual meeting, Bath Road are having their annual meeting, so there's something in the air in the neighbourhood which says this is the day. And each of the churches, like we are doing, will be holding elections today. So we share partnership beyond what you'd ever imagined it could be. So please, don't run away. Stay and join us. Be part of what the church is at this time. Now we will sing from Sing Praise, which is the other hymn book. And it's hymn 259. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. Thank you. Bible passage for this morning.
So this morning's reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1. I'll be starting at verse 13. And you can find it on page 230 of the New Testament section of the pews in the Bibles in the pews. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves. In all your conduct, for it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That word is the good news that was announced to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Helen, very much. The choir will now lead us in the anthem, Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain of Triumphant Gladness. so much. Now, before anything else, I'm going to light the peace candle, not because it's been forgotten, but it's a simple reminder that sometimes peace has to be waited for. And God knows we are waiting for it to come among us. So let us focus on our call and our need to be transformed, to be light of peace in this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There were two choices for this morning. The one you heard from 1 Peter, probably the more enigmatic of the readings for this morning, or the other one was the Gospel reading. But I knew that if I embarked on the Gospel reading, I would run well into half the church meeting and would not be remembered with any joy by you. So, and I have preached on that before. It is the text of Jesus' meeting on the road to Emmaus. But there is one sentence in that text that I want to start with. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road? These are the words from that Gospel reading. When they find themselves that he is no there, and longer no more. Now, wouldn't that be the dream for each and all of us, to be able to say, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road? And we are on the journey of faith. I often think that we don't expect anything like that to happen. And that's why we don't recognize it sometimes. But the journey of faith, and this is what the first letter of Peter talks about, is the everyday things that happen in life. And to be able to have the eyes to recognize, to discern that God is on that journey. It reminds us, in a surprising way, of the message of God who is a liberator, challenging our limitations, and we do have them. Whether we like it or not, we do have our limitations. So we can encounter the reality of the good news of the resurrection, sometimes in the most surprising and unexpected of ways. The reading from 1 Peter speaks to us about being born anew. And that's not probably a language that we use a lot in our church. But it is filled with significance. The new life we find through living and enduring the Word of God. The living and enduring Word of God. It's referring to salvation in Jesus Christ, who has experienced all forms of suffering, and we know that. When we headed towards Easter, we spoke about it. And this is spoken to a world that in those times knew a lot what suffering was about. Basically for faithfulness to Jesus and the ministry and work he had shown us about. But it certainly resonates today because we are living in a world which has normalized suffering in such a way that we don't see it in the same eyes that the audience of Peter had. If I just mention, without going into detail, the image that was popular this week of a certain man presenting himself as the likeness to Jesus Christ and then not knowing how to take his foot out of the mess he got in. We haven't seen blasphemy so patently put before us for a long, long, long time. And I must admit that within the Reformed tradition to which I've been part all my life, I have not thanked God so much for a particular pope as I have in the last few weeks with Leo XIV. He is definitely the man for his time. We didn't know it when he was elected, but it's clearly true. The reminder that he's telling us about what faith in action in these times is all about contrasts so much. I don't know if many of you are fans of Tarantino's films, but again, the Secretary of War leading prayer in the Pentagon, quoting a passage from Ezekiel that has nothing to do with Ezekiel, but is taken from one of Tarantino's films. But he was convinced that he was quoting Scripture. That shows how much he reads Scripture. Is that becoming normal? Is that the way life is in these days? Is that the way we should be living our faith? God forbid. It has nothing to do with what God is asking us through the ministry of Jesus Christ. I found it very interesting that this text of 1 Peter talks according to the different translations, and then when you get home, look for it in the version that you tend to use at home, the concept of migrants or foreigners, reminding us that we are migrants, foreigners, on the journey of faith. And that is probably one of the most challenging words in the world today, by what people think, believe, and act accordingly to the words of migrants, the word of foreigners. And for a long time, simple words that are part of our vocabulary suddenly have become a touch point to our faith. They are there and asking us to think about our faith. And I stand here today reminding myself that though I do have a British passport, I was born in a foreign country. And I came over, but nobody looks at me seeing that I am possibly qualify as a migrant. Am I? I don't know. Okay, my British passport helps me. But when they tell people, go back to where you belong, and the third generation of the town in which they're living, that vocabulary, that concept, those preconceptions contain within them a whole story that we cannot call biblical in any manner at all. The passage talks of a new life, and we know it is the new life through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. How do we deal with things when the common words become filled with antagonism and hatred? Do the words mean what we say they mean? Or are we all talking the same language? And sometimes when you see the news or when you're in a conversation with somebody that you know and you suddenly come to, we're talking the same language, are we saying the same things? And I find that very difficult to deal with. But this is where our faith journey is at this time. We live in a world where our faith is asking us to grab hold of the transforming process that goes from death to life. And we can see death all over the place. Through the wars, the destruction. Why we light the peace candle? Because we are hungry for that peace that transforms life. For suffering into hope. where it has become normal to blow hospitals up, and homes and schools, where the number of dead includes we children. Come on. Our language can't lead us to think that that is anything close to God's will. And there is where I thank the Pope again, reminding us of what the basics of our faith is. Not that our churches don't, but suddenly the Vatican has become a center. And you've probably seen this quote that I'm more or less quoting off by heart, but it says, you're really in a mess when Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, atheists, Hindus agree with the Pope and not with you. People that have never agreed on anything, given the political, economic, cultural situation, religious situation of the world, say, those who we can't agree on anything agree that this is wrong. Isn't that speaking to our faith in the love of God in the world? This is a gift we receive, and this is a gift we are called to share. Those of you who follow Fresh from the Word, last week and this week, it's been challenging. Sherlyn, who is still superintendent of one of the districts nearby of the Methodist Church, some of you have met her, is leading us to think of the transformation of confronting realities in which peace, justice, truth, empathy, love, community creation are the words that we should be talking about and living. They are the foundation of that new life. This is how we become witnesses in the area where we are, in the little things that we can do, to what the God who has promised life to the world is all about. It is the only way to understand God. This is the fulfillment of the words of Psalm 116 with which I began the service. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, He saved me. This is what we share. This is where we are grounded. This is what we continue in life in every place that we are. And if we can't be part of life, of compassion, of caring, what is the new life all about? Each of us is on this journey. We should see ourselves as active contributors to the new life that exploded from the tomb at Easter time. And continues. And as Jeff pointed out when he told me the title of the anthem for today, he said it is an Easter anthem. But we're still in Easter time. And my question with which I end today, when isn't it Easter time? The God of resurrection living through us and in us to make the world the place He wants it to be. And that's why we light the Christ candle, the amnesty candle, the peace candle. May the love of God guide us and strengthen us on this journey. Amen. Our next hymn from Rejoice and Sing, God of Grace and God of Glory, hymn 344.
Thank you.
us in the prayers of intercession this morning.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together as one body to pray. Unite our hearts, minds, and spirits so that we may stand strong in faith. Give us boldness to approach your throne of grace with confidence, knowing that you listen and answer. Help us to support one another in love, speaking with courage and clarity. May our prayers be powerful and effective for your kingdom's purposes. Thank you for your strength you provide when we pray as one. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for peace. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." We bring before you, Lord, all the wars and conflicts of the world. We especially think at this time of the peoples of Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Israel, Palestine, Abu Dhabi, Oman and Bahrain, and those sailing through the Strait of Hormuz. All places of pain and division, where the nations rage furiously together. We pray for all peace talks, that long-held barriers and beliefs may be lowered to reach a just and lasting peace. Most holy God and Father, hear our prayers for all who strive for peace and all who fight for justice. Help us, who today remember the cost of war, to work for a better tomorrow. And as we commend to you our lives lost in terror and conflict, bring us all in the end to the peace of your presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for our church here at Emmanuel with Highworth and the Old Town Partnership of Churches. We pray for the annual general meeting following this service. Bless Robert as he leads up to his retirement, and bless and guide all those who will lead and ensure we continue to have a vibrant church. Lord Jesus, bless those who serve our church tirelessly. Give them joy and strength in their roles. Help them to know that their work matters to you and is a blessing to the whole church family. In Jesus' name, Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Let us think about changes in our lives. New circumstances, new responsibilities, new jobs, retirement. In fact, any changes that bring fear, hope, or joy. Living God, hear our prayer for those who are or are about to take on new challenges or changes. Grant that what is in one sense a time of endings may also be one of new beginnings, of exploring new horizons and discovering fresh joys. May it bring opportunities for well-earned rest and relaxation, but equally for using gifts and skills in different ways, the chance to do things long dreamt of, which up to now, time or circumstances have made impossible. May memories of the past bring pleasures and hopes for the future, bring anticipation, years of experience being complemented by a youthful spirit, a mind that is ever young at heart. In all that is yet to come, bring happiness, peace, love, and fulfillment through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Loving God, send your Son to walk with those we know who are going through a time of suffering and pain. Help us to always be aware of one another's needs and to respond accordingly, and assist them with words and deeds on the road to recovery. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those recently departed. Amongst others, at this time we think of Eileen Wilkinson, Peter Beale. We pray for Eileen's family and for Mary and family. Heavenly Father, we ask for your peace to surround those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. May your comfort be a balm to their aching hearts, and may they feel your love in every moment of sorrow. Help them to remember that you are with them and that you offer eternal peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
I was glad when they said unto me, "We will go into the house of the Lord." O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and plenteousness within thy palaces. For the sake of my brother and companions, I will pray that peace be with you. Yea, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do thee good. Amen.
Thank you so much, John. And at this time of the service, let us prepare to share what we have been able to set apart for the time of the offering. The offering which is in these plates, and also what we give in so many different ways, may be a sign of your love to this world, a love working through us to let others know that your ways are ways of love and peace. Amen. Let us share the words of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. we prepare to celebrate communion singing from Sing Praise, hymn 263, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. We will omit verses 4 and 5. Welcome to the communion. You are all invited, if it is your wish, to take from the bread and take the cup. We will distribute. Please hold the bread and the cup so that we can all eat or drink together. The table is set, but it's not our table. This table does not belong to any denomination, any church, or any community. It belongs to Jesus. It was at the table that he met people, heard their stories, and shared his stories. It was at the table that he deepened his friendship with the poor folk and the prostitutes, the business class and the passing bystanders. It was at the table that he shared profound insights into who God is and what God wants. And it was at the table with the bread and the cup that he initiated the sacrament we celebrate today. So come to this table. You are welcome. Leave behind the baggage of fears, regrets, or any sense of unworthiness. Do not think, this is not for me. Think rather of Jesus saying, I am for you, and accept this invitation to be the friend he cherishes and the one he longs to feed. You know the story. He wanted to share a time with those closest to him because his life was coming to an end, and they met in an upper room. That was long before this building or its predecessors in history was erected. He shared in open places with a multitude, and he shared with the disciples. And on the night of his arrest, and aware of what lay ahead, Jesus sat at supper with his friends. During the meal, he took some bread and he blessed it. And he broke it. And he said to the disciples, This is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. And later he took the cup. And he said, this cup is the new covenant, the new relationship with God, made possible because my death is near. Drink it, all of you. Do this in memory of me. And he added that he would not drink from the cup until he did so in the coming kingdom of God. So we take this bread and this cup, offering them to God, asking his blessing on the elements, that they may be a reminder of what he did and what he does and how he has invited us to be part of all this. And that the love and the goodness of God may be real in our lives. Let us pray. Bread and the cup on this table, common elements. We ask that they may be transformed through our faith as a vivid reminder of a love that we cannot fully grasp. And yet it is the love that makes us whole, that opens the door to new life. That when we eat the bread and drink the cup, we may not only remember you, but feel that we have been nurtured for the journey ahead. Amen. Bread which is broken, because he was broken, in whom we find wholeness, we eat in memory of him. After they had eaten, at the end of the meal, the cup was distributed. cup of the new relationship. We want to be part of that, dear God. We drink in memory of you. Together with you, dear Jesus, we are no longer guests, but part of the table. Come with us on the journey of life. Be present in what we do, say, and think. Invite us to share in giving and receiving. Bring out in us whom you have fed generosity of spirit to ensure that all the hungry are nourished and earth's barren places are fertile with food, faith, hope, and love. Amen. Our final hymn from Rejoice and Sing. Hymn 471, Bless and Keep Us, Lord, in Your Love United. Church meeting in the hall in just a few minutes. The blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you, those you love, with those we find so difficult to love, and with the people of God in every corner of this, His creation. Now and forevermore, walk in that peace. You aren't alone. Amen.